Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Blacktown Movement has changed. You're moving to the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life, and they get that. They understand that, and you're going to know that when they're coming out there to help you move your stuff. I have done it with the friends. I'm too old for that now. Last two times I've moved, I've used black tie, and I will do it again if I ever have to. You never know. You never know where life will take you. Cross town, cross country, they can do it all. Going to stay on budget, going to show up on time. They're the best in town. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving, and what they're doing is changing moving in the city of Memphis.
On Mondays, to start our third hour, I usually get on my big green egg. I pat out some burgers like I used to do at the Memphis Country Club back in the day, but I season these a little different. I season these with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
We have not talked yet about the Women's National Championship, which we saw take place yesterday, and respect burger to Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks. Yes, she lost five starters in the sixth senior to the WNBA draft and came back to win the national title. And, oh, by the way, go undefeated in doing so. Becomes the fifth head coach, Dawn Staley does, to win three national titles. She's won three since 2017. So really that's seven tournaments. Obviously had the COVID year, so three in seven ain't half bad. And obviously this is 2 and 3 years for her. That's after they lost in the Final Four last year. They defeat Caitlin Clark in the Iowa Hawkeyes 87-75. And I'll tell you what, I mean, first quarter, Iowa was absolutely rolling, and so was Caitlin Clark. She finished with 18 of her 30 in that first quarter, and it looked like for a minute maybe South Carolina's going to endure that first loss of the season. Maybe this was a season of destiny for Caitlin Clark and Iowa. But oh no, Dawn Staley, Camila Cardoso, the Final Four most outstanding player, 6'7", stud center for South Carolina, who's going to be a high pick in the WNBA draft, maybe as high as four. Caitlin Clark likely going to go, well, definitely going to go number one. But Camila Cardoso was the difference, had a career-high 17 boards to go with the 15 points, and they just couldn't stop her. Becomes the fifth player with at least 15 and 15 in a championship game in the past 25 seasons. She was in difference. Actually played her high school ball in Tennessee, I found out during that game. She did. She's a stud, and she was really a difference against a much smaller Iowa team. Frankly, their depth was also the difference there. They outscored Iowa's bench 37-0 the South Carolina bench did. And all due credit to Caitlin Clark and what she's done for college basketball, women's college basketball, period. Because we saw it from the numbers, the ratings, and everything else. They were better than the men in terms of the ratings and some of the games we've seen now on ESPN. But Caitlin Clark finishes with 30 in her final college game. We say final because she had the year of eligibility left, but she has decided to go to the WNBA. And frankly, you got to credit Dawn Staley and South Carolina, too, for the job they did defensively, adjusting after that high-scoring first quarter for Clark. She finished with just 12 over those final three quarters, finished 10 of 28, shooting 5 of 13 from three. If you were going to put together a formula for how to slow her down or what you needed it to look like, this is exactly what South Carolina needed to look like. Back to the point on Caitlin Clark, though, we saw it, too, from their win over UConn on Friday night. That game was viewed by 14.2 million people and peaked at 17 million, tops the previous all-time viewership record, which was set Monday when they beat Iowa, obviously, at 12.3. The numbers that she put up from a rating standpoint had even Dawn Staley saying, and you don't see this often.
No, you don't.
Right there in the winner's circle afterwards, Dawn Staley in her interview with Holly Rowe after being crowned champion, taking the time to thank Caitlin Clark, the opponent. A lot of times we'll say you'll see the great effort by the opposing team from
Absolutely.
The coach, but she singled out Caitlin Clark, and obviously deservedly so for what Caitlin Clark has brought in terms of the attention, the eyeballs, and everything else to women's college basketball. There's no question about it. But I thought very classy of Dawn Staley, who, again, is reaching the – I mean, she's right up there now in terms of faces, brands, with Geno, with Pat Summitt, what she's put together at South Carolina. You cannot take anything away from them, especially when you're losing all your players to the WNBA, and they say this is not a season where you're going to win a title. You don't just win it. You go undefeated in doing so. Becomes the 10th team in Division I history to finish as an unbeaten champion, and first since UConn did it back in 16. So any kind of different way you slice it, all across the board, respect burgers to all of them, South Carolina, but specifically to Dawn Staley. All right, moving on. I put it this way, sort of the analogy. When we opened the show, Arkansas was down 0-2 in the count. It missed on Chris Beard and Jerome Tang. Chris Beard, obviously the Ole Miss coach, Jerome Tang, the Kansas State coach. And you're down 0-2 in the count. You got, you know, two strikes against you. What do they do there? They go and hit a grand slam in hiring John Calipari over from Kentucky after 15 seasons. We've sort of phrased it as a reset for John. Makes a lot of sense. Obviously, Kentucky could have bought you out, decided not to. Mitch Barnhart decided, hey, we're gonna stick with John, not pay the $33 million buyout. And what does he do in this case? Again, after Arkansas looked some other ways, and you wonder if Cal did the reaching out at that point as opposed to Arkansas. Because again, let me ask you this question real quick, John. If Arkansas – If you know John Calipari will take your job, are you going to Chris Beard? Are you going to Jerome Tang? You're not doing that.
No.
And so
because when they say yes.
So right to that point. So yeah. I mean, this feels like, you know, perhaps Cal sees a situation here. Well, no. Maybe I'm the best man for that job.
Right.
But he knows it's a great situation for him. He's got the promises from Arkansas, Tyson, everybody else down there in terms of the NIL. He's going to get everything he wants. It'll be interesting to see now how much of this number two class, this number two recruiting class in the country, second only to Duke, is he going to take with him to Arkansas. Does that include local product Billy Richmond III and some of the others? But for me, it's a respect burger to Arkansas for being able to pull this off again after you miss out on your first two to go get a whale hire like this. And then you're going to be able to stick it back to Kentucky likely when you go up to Rupp. You play them twice a season with their guy. I don't think Arkansas could have dreamed up a better scenario than what it's pulled off here in replacing Eric Musselman, a guy who had great success at Arkansas up until this season. It obviously got ugly this year, but you take Cal, you put him in that situation, and you tell me how you're not as excited as, hey, back to the mid-90s when you had Nolan Richardson and you were going to back-to-back championship games in the NCAA tournament. I think it's that going to be that kind of level of excitement in Fayetteville. So shout out to Arkansas for what they were able to pull off. That's a great hire for them and a great situation for Cal. We'll see what Kentucky does next. Do you give Billy Donovan a call? Do you give Jay Wright a call?
I think so.
You know, obviously, you've got to give Hurley a call. He's likely going to be winning a second national championship tonight. Those are some of the calls you make. Who wants to follow Cal, though? Nobody did here at Memphis. Who wants to follow him now that you're now in blue blood territory? Who wants to be the guy? We'll have to find that out. All right, moving on. another local product. We had spoken to Billy Richmond III, the Kentucky Kentucky commitment, who's now got a decision to make. Another local guy, not committed here, committed to LSU, Curtis Givens III and Montverde Academy. They deserve a respect burger. Over the weekend, Curtis Givens III and a guy we were just talking about, Cooper Flagg, likely going to be the number one pick in next year's draft, Cooper Flagg is. They finish undefeated for Montverde Academy, win the national title. Also, again, an undefeated run here, taking down number three, St. Paul the VI out of Virginia. Curtis Givens led the team in scoring despite coming off the bench. You know, you ask, what is LSU getting? They're getting a stud. They're getting a guy who decided, you know, I could be a starter on this team, but I'll take the role off the bench. And then comes off the bench, made 6 3-pointers in the championship game, goes 7 of 11 from the field. Now, remember, Montverde's playing nothing but the best of the best all season long. And so, again, to put together an undefeated season against this caliber of schedule, not something you see every year. And, again, to see a guy from Memphis and Curtis Givens III leading that team in scoring. Again, this team included Cooper Flagg, who did a lot of deferring in this game, was, again, doing a lot of the rebounding work. He had 16 points, 8 offensive rebounds, 6 blocks in that one. But, yeah, Curtis Givens III was the story. Made the all-tournament team. And right now, yeah, there's no question about it. LSU is getting a stud point guard who's willing to sacrifice, willing to do whatever you need for him. And then back home, we haven't gotten a chance to talk a lot about this just because of the news of the day. You got the NCAA title game tonight. You got Cal's movement. But on Saturday night, obviously, the Memphis Grizzlies did it right for what they did for Marc Gasol, retiring the jersey. Here's my thing. Not talked about as much, but we're moving on from the records. The records that were up on the wall have now been replaced by actual numbers and more, you know, what you sort of envision in a stadium when you see jerseys hanging from the rafters. They decided to go that route, and I think it's, yeah, listen, the records, you could spin it. Hey, it's unique to Memphis and everything else, but it didn't look like retired numbers. It looked different. And frankly, when we were climbing up the stairs on Saturday night, my son and I, using the tickets that the Grizzlies provided, and we're thankful for that. But boy, were they way up there. We were looking around for the record, and I'm saying, Chris, it's not up here. And Chris said, well, it must be covered up. Maybe they'll. No, we've replaced it with things that. And Mark had actually touched on this before in some of the question and answer sessions about hopefully having his jersey up there. It's been replaced, and that was a great move by the Memphis Grizzlies. And yes, we were way up there in that second tier. Upper level, 200s in row T, but we were still able to see the entire core four that had assembled. Obviously, Pau Gasol was here as well.
Yep.
But to have the whole core four, I think I read a Jeff story, his column about the night over at the DailyMemphian.com. First time since 2017, all of those guys had been together. You had Mike, you had Tony, you obviously had Zebo, you had Mark, also had Pau. We talked about it, but to have the core four all back together was a wonderful evening. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie to y'all. I left at halftime.
This is a respect burger, it's supposed to be.
And maybe you want to give me a disrespect dog. Now, while the Grizzlies did it right, they did the night right, especially, again, your change from the records to, you know, sort of the normal jerseys hanging from the rafters. That game, remember how we had said Friday, oh, they're sitting everybody against Detroit because they're going to play everybody on Saturday night and really give it a good effort for Mark. Jaren and Bane will probably play. Dude.
Wow.
I don't know when the last time you were in there to see a game, John, but you know, before the game, they do the video of the guys gathering in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Before the Grizzlies players gathering. And, you know, maybe back in the day and you had Dylan Brooks and all that, you'll see them dancing and everything else. Bro, when I saw that it was just Brandon Clark and, six other dudes whose names you probably won't ever remember, is Brandon Clark and Gigi. The rest of them was just them 10 days and 2 ways. Mm. And I said, what is... So I knew we were in for a long night. And again, you're playing against the 76ers.
Right.
And so it went just motivated. How you thought it would go.
No Embiid, though, right?
And at halftime... No, they had Embiid, bro.
Oh, Embiid was out there?
Yes, man. Philadelphia's trying to get out of the play-in. So they had everybody out there. They
win it.
Lowry was out there. Tyrese Maxey was out there, bro. Yep. I think the only real player that wasn't playing was Tobias Harris. Had Kelly Oubre out there against our scrubs.
Wow.
Essentially. So there was no effort put into trying to win the game, frankly. And look, with the way Utah's losing right now, 12 in a row, you really do need to lose these games if you're the Grizzlies. You want to hold on to that 7th worst record for lottery purposes. But my point was, with that, it was a hard watch.
That's a hard watch.
It was a hard watch. And, man, God bless my son. He wanted to stay.
Wow.
But I told him at halftime, son, the game will last another at least hour, 5 minutes. Then they've got to get everything out to get the guys out there. I said, can we go? And after thinking about it for a while, he said, you know what, Dad? We got our Marc Gasol records. Let's get on out of here. We'll do it. So we get back home. We've driven home. Hey, Grizzlies had cut it there for a second, but in the end, it ended up being a double digit. You know what he tells my wife? He tells my wife that I peer pressured him into leaving.
He's bullying
and that
you.
His plan had been to see all of the core four. And I told that. I said, I'm not your peer, fool. And I wish you'd told me you were going to tell your mom that.
That's
like
low
that
down.
I made that this decision so that you went against.
That's low down.
This
that's
man said peer pressure. I said, I'm not your peer, fool. I'm your dad. And I tried to reason with you like an adult.
Right.
So we got another hour to go watching this.
Wow.
It's hard.
That's
okay?
tough, Jason.
Y'all know you know, Slim and Husky ain't in there no more either.
I did not know that.
The food place? Oh, no.
The pizza place.
Yeah.
I'm asking for Slim and Husky. They looking at me like, fool, they've been out of here.
Damn.
Yeah.
We got Rockin' Dough now.
Did okay.
So I'm updating you for you guys that haven't. I can tell.
I haven't been for a long time.
I can tell with all this losing, y'all haven't been down there in a while.
No, last time I was there for the Toto Journey concert.
No, bro, ain't no Slim and Husky down there no more. I had my chops set on a little bit, mouth watering for a little bit of Slim and Husky piece. Rockin' Dough's good. Again, it's one
good?
Thing you go down there anticipating one. Grizzlies trying to put on the best show they can with these last few games down the stretch. And the Marc Gasol night was wonderful, but right now watching the product on the court's real tough. There's no reason to bring Jaren Jackson or Desmond Bane bracket back at this point. Just lose the rest of the way. And hopefully next year we'll be doing this again for Tony Allen. Eventually we'll do it with Mike Conley, no question. Dylan Brooks loved what he said about Marc Gasol. Only calling him a fool that first year, never calling him by his name.
Yeah.
Respect. That was one of those poignant moments.
Yeah, very good.
Good. Good job.
Very good stuff. I actually have a few I could hand out today.
The glizzies?
Yeah, some disrespect dogs. I could hand out a few to Diana Taurasi. I could hand out a few to Lynette Woodard.
What did Diana do? She just picked Iowa. Did she do something wrong?
Uh-oh.
Diana had – there's a lot of weird energy – with Caitlin Clark. There's a lot of weird energy from the old guard when it comes to Caitlin Clark and what she does or doesn't represent in women's basketball. I can't remember a time where there was a phenom coming up in college and LeBron came out and said, oh, reality's coming for him. It's good. We're talking publicly now.
Yes.
Like I've never heard a leading scorer in college basketball basically be warned by somebody that's currently in the league that says reality's coming. They're doing it against a bunch of kids, but wait till, because it doesn't happen. Now, maybe you can be skeptical behind the scenes, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a certain decorum. There's a certain respect publicly that Caitlin Clark, for whatever reason, is not being shown. Diana did it, trying to diminish what she's accomplished, saying that she's not going to be able to do this in the WNBA. And then Lynette Woodard yesterday or over the weekend, who I guess at one point held the scoring record in women, she said, it's not my record still stands because we didn't have the three-pointer. And what you cannot duplicate what is not duplicable or some version of that, right? That's what she said. And I don't remember Kareem saying that about LeBron, just for instance, when LeBron passed him on the all-time list, right? He was classy about it. He congratulated him. He was there for the record being broken and all of that. And it wasn't like this. Like, the game changes. The game adapts, you know? Parts of it, pieces of it. And what I wish that some of the old guard would understand is that Caitlin's emergence and presence does not invalidate the ones who came before her. It doesn't. I promise you it doesn't. Like, I was watching the Pelicans broadcast last night, and Antonio Daniels, who I think is great, he was on a tangent about how, yeah, but before Caitlin, there was Maya Moore, and there was you know, Cheryl Swoops, and there was, and nobody is denying that, right? Nobody is denying that those players didn't come before her and help pave the way for her someday.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give a disrespect dog to anybody that's trying to make this weird or about something other than what it is, which is, I don't care what Caitlin Clark looks like, okay? It may be the case for somebody else. I don't tune in to watch Caitlin Clark because she's a white woman. Mm. I tune in to watch Caitlin Clark because she's bombing threes from 25 feet. If she's black, if she's Asian, if she's Hispanic, if she, whatever.
Right.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I wasn't tuning in for Kelsey Plum, right? She's a white woman. We weren't tuning in for Kelsey Plum. Mm. She's a white woman.
Right.
We're tuning in because Caitlin Clark is, by definition, changing the way the game is played at the college hoops women's level. Mm-hmm. Nobody has done that before the way she is doing it, right? She holds the record. There's going to be a whole, just like with Steph, bro, there's going to be a whole generation of women's basketball players now that do that. It's going to change the game for the better.
Yeah.
And I think two things. I'm so glad Dawn won. I love seeing Dawn Staley win. I think she is a genuinely awesome human being. Mm-hmm. I would send my son to play for her, and based on her comments this weekend, she would take him. So I appreciate that.
Mm.
Okay?
I see.
So I appreciate that. But secondly, I think she's an amazing woman. And I think she is, you mentioned it, but I'm going to emphasize it, the presence and the awareness in that moment to single out and isolate Caitlin Clark for what she has done and contributed to the game, because it is undeniable. South Carolina has won and played for championships that were nowhere nearly as watched as that one yesterday, right? Dawn knows that. Dawn knows that there were additional eyeballs because of the Caitlin Clark impact, and that lifts everybody.
She acknowledged it.
That lifts everybody.
You know, after, you know, she could have had reason. Remember last year, Caitlin Clark was waving off members of her team saying, we don't have to cover her. You know, she could have looked at it as, you know, this is my moment. We beat them. I don't need to talk about
Absolutely.
Her. Look, Caitlin Clark's been the story all year long
Absolutely.
Of women's college basketball, and we've sort of been an afterthought as an undefeated team here
yep.
who just knocked her off. She didn't do that at all.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think it was Raven Johnson that she was waving off,
yes.
or the young lady that ended
yes.
up defending her last night so well, and this was all about a revenge tour for him, because last year, you know, in the Final Four, they're, you know, Caitlin's waving off, hey, well, we don't have to cover. She could have looked at that or taken that personally. She didn't. Recognizing what Caitlin Clark has done for college basketball in its entirety, but obviously for the women's game. Yeah, man, she took that time.
Yes.
She didn't have to do that.
And it
said everything about Dawn. To me, she's the opposite of sort of Kim.
Oh,
she's
no
the
question.
Yeah,
She's incredible. She's incredible.
She does it the opposite way. Now, both can be successful. And
yeah.
that's
Because
Kim Mulkey's clearly been that and won a title last year. But in terms of the way they present themselves.
And who do we
what's
like,
important to
want
them.
To win.
What they're shouting out right afterwards, yes.
Like, I thought that was like just on a human level, that was an incredible presence of mind to do that and say she's one of our goats. You know, and I would just say like for women's basketball, I think the sky really can be the limit if you have stars that come in and can do what Caitlin Clark. I mean,
I like what you said. There's going to be a Steph effect, and it's something you've talked about a long time in terms of there's going to be that with Caitlin Clark and these young ladies that are coming up in terms of this rank.
I mean, South Carolina
she's changed the game in terms of where she'll pull
yep.
from.
Yes.
And this belief level, it can be done like that. You can shoot it naturally. You're not having to heave it.
Exactly.
Now young ladies all across, and it will change
it
the game.
It becomes something that you practice.
This part about there's going to be a wake-up call, though. In the WNBA, like, what are we talking about here? She's led the country in assists.
Yes.
She does. I mean, there are things she's got to develop to her game, mid-range game, those kinds of things. But she'll be a star there as well.
Question
there.
Like, why would there be this resistance?
People saying there needs to be there has to be a reckoning coming.
I don't think
you're
so.
Gonna see,
I doubt it.
I mean, she's going to go number one for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a 6'7" stud in there, Camila Cardoso, that she. And
right.
you're taking Caitlin number one instead for a reason.
Her skill level is insane. You're right. She's an incredible passer. She's an incredible passer.
Beaming folks on the
yes.
cut. She's,
yes.
Her bounce pass, everything else. She's an incredible
yes.
passer. She truly is.
So I just feel like it's just been weird, uncomfortable energy. And I understand that race could play a part in it.
Oh, there's a racial component. You'd be naive.
But again, I would say we
just
weren't.
Just like there was for Magic and for Bird.
Right.
There was some of that in there
sure,
this year.
Sure. We weren't tuning in for Kelsey Plum, though. You know?
No.
And so it's more than that. It's a lot more than that.
It absolutely is more. It's the way she plays the game.
And I would ultimately. Just say, again, my lasting thoughts on this would be, and I have one more disrespect dog I'm going to give out, but my lasting thoughts on this would be Caitlin's presence does not invalidate the greats that came before. The greats matter just as much, right? They made this possible. And I would hope that the greats, most of them, and I think they do.
Dude, Maya Moore has been at her games. That's who she
right.
idolized growing
right.
up, Caitlin Clark. And
yes.
Maya Moore has been there. You think she doesn't acknowledge and recognize
exactly.
the greatness?
And, it
and she's not holding against Caitlin that she doesn't have a title?
And it doesn't
saying,
take away
I'm better
from
than
hers,
you because of it.
Right?
No, not at all. She wouldn't be there if she thought it took away
absolutely.
From her. She wouldn't have been at her games.
Absolutely. So
she knows what she meant to Caitlin, and Caitlin will inspire young ladies in the same
yes.
way that Maya inspired her.
There is no
she
question.
She literally put on her like a vision board when she was a kid. meet Maya Moore.
Yeah.
Maya Moore coming to her games.
There you go.
And I mean, you think about the work that had to go in to make that happen. That's what she is.
Yes.
She's the story of hard work and where it can take you.
Yeah.
And dreams and everything else.
Like, people were not talking about Victor Wembanyama coming over as like, oh man, he's wake up calls coming for him. You know, it was, you just, now again, you can think whatever the hell you want to think, you know? People have opinions all the time. But I'm just saying the public sort of urge I've seen from people that I expected a little more from, right? Like, Diana, really? Like, from you, of all people? Like, you should be, like, 100% behind this young woman, you know? Because Diana was a great who probably didn't get the attention she deserved because the women's game wasn't in the place that it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how have you, of all people, I understand
that's why I thought more of them would resent Caitlin. Saying, well, I didn't get this when I, and
right.
I'm better than her.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying Taurasi was coming off that way.
Yeah.
She ended up picking Iowa before the game started.
I think that was because of backlash. She got a lot of bad. The comment she made the day before.
Oh, it was the day before.
I think she was trying to clean that up a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Because she was getting killed on Twitter.
That makes my, I didn't realize the order of things there.
Yeah. I mean, look, and it's her honest answer. And like, she's unapologetic about that. And I, on some level, but I just feel like when you've, like, Caitlin Clark is not a fluke. You know what I mean?
She's
not a fluke.
All-time lead scorer in NCAA tournament history.
Exactly. Like, this is undeniable at some point that what she's achieved. And so, anyway, I'm going to give a disrespect dog to anybody that tried to resist that because I think it's ridiculous. And then I'm going to give a disrespect dog to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because last night at WrestleMania was fantastic. The main event, at least. That's the one I watched. That's the one I can really speak on. John Cena made an appearance. He got rock bottomed.
Good.
The Rock was there, as you know.
Yeah.
The Undertaker came out and choke slammed The Rock.
You said he wasn't coming.
He came.
I literally asked you about that on Friday.
He came. He wasn't on the card. He showed up. But it wasn't supposed to be The Undertaker, Jason. It was supposed to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. And because Stone Cold Steve Austin, for whatever reason, said no, he was there last year or 2 years ago.
Ego.
But yes, Stone Cold.
Money wasn't enough.
Stone Cold did not show up. And when you think about the history, right? Because that's what the WWE does better than anybody else is the nostalgia. We needed to see The Rock take one last Stone Cold stunner in the ring. We needed to see that. For all the years that those dudes battled, Rock and Undertaker had some matches. They had some world heavyweight title matches. But I don't really remember much about it. I wouldn't have it in my top three of Rock feuds, you know. The idea that Stone Cold couldn't put his ego to the side or whatever the case was to show up for 30 seconds and give The Rock one last Stone Cold stunner, it was missing. And as great as that main event was, you cannot get anywhere in terms of a discussion about that match without somebody mentioning Stone Cold. It was just obvious. They couldn't get Stone Cold, so they got The Undertaker. That was like, we're going to scratch that nostalgia itch, somebody that's got some history with The Rock. And again, Undertaker's fine. It was good. It was great. The pop was amazing. But it needed to be, and it should have been Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I hate that he, all these years later, is still taking his ball and going home.
Mm. Can I tell you what I liked about
Rick? Yeah, what did you like?
It's one name.
Coco Beware.
No. Jade.
Oh, Jade Cargill. She's a beast, bro.
I had identified her a long time ago.
Had you?
Yes.
You had on
Instagram. And I had told you.
You had identified her on Instagram.
When she was wrestling in that other league, I said, here is a star.
Oh, AEW.
Yes. I said, we have got to call her up.
Yes.
I see why.
Do you see now?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, she's
here.
A monster.
Yeah, I'm.
She's a monster.
This woman is unbelievable.
Oh yeah, she is.
I want to know everything about her.
Yeah,
I bet you do.
Cargill. Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
Mm.
She's over. She's over right now.
Breathtaking.
There is no question.
Breathtaking.
That is right.
Everything about this woman.
Yes.
Even the paint that she had.
Oh,
on
Oh yeah, it's like the mystique, right? It's like so
mesmerized, like an eclipse. I couldn't take my eyes off.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. You had to follow her for more on Instagram. You had to just keep up with her career.
Don't tell my wife I'm following her.
Do you follow her on Instagram?
I wouldn't.
I think so.
Oh!
Yes, sir.
But see, I had identified her earlier.
Man, don't be
as
trying to rationalize like you some
again,
damn.
As someone that I thought was destined
my no guy.
For stardom.
You ain't
I
no Pat Patterson.
I saw a young lady that, like Caitlin, put the work in.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know, she dreamed big.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, she's missing. All she needs is an opportunity. She's been given it. Mike, we got the. This was her debut, really.
Yes.
She's phenomenal.
Maine Falls, 137 people. He out here trying to sound like he's Bruce Prichard out here scouting wrestlers.
I found her very early.
Yes.
And I brought her to your attention early.
That's great.
Yeah, y'all just now find out about her.
Yeah, well, that she had a
Jade Cargill.
She won this weekend, right? I think she got.
Yeah, her and that little tag team she had, but them other ladies, they don't even.
They don't compare.
No.
No, they're not. They're not quite.
The photos don't
31
lie.
Years old.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a beast, bro. She's an absolute. She can play wide receiver, I'm pretty sure, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, she put
just
together.
She tosses them, the little ladies.
Damn. It's crazy.
Like it's a whole
Australian
nother,
girl. What's then, her name?
Rhea Ripley.
She's something.
Still Rhea feminine, though.
Yeah. Still, exactly. Still maintaining
that. Yeah, I'd say.
Maintaining that femininity.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It was a good weekend. I mean, you know, it was
She's breathtaking.
Congrats, man. Congrats to you on your.
I'm going
to
start watching. I'm going to start watching. I'll give y'all reports.
Yeah, I love it. Just let Faith know. All right, we'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us, talk to him about the Final Four and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn to Faith.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm ESPN. Jason Fitz is a host for Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports Radio. He's in Phoenix as we speak for the national championship game tonight. He joins us now. Fitz, in terms of just singular dominant performances over a two-year postseason span, I mean, we're out of college basketball at this point. Like, where does this UConn run stack up in the history of sports?
That's a really good question because, look, going into the Final Four, the margin of victory, I think, was 26 points this year in the tournament. Like, and that's against good quality teams. You talk about two-year runs. I struggle to find a run off the top of my head that has been this dominant. You know, frankly, there was that Patriots era where they were in it every year, but they weren't as even the undefeated season. They didn't win a Super Bowl, right? So that sort of clogs that down a little bit. I struggle to find an era this dominant, and it's part of the reason that I'm stunned as we look at all of this. Like, in my mind, I know everything comes back to Kentucky today, but if I'm Kentucky, the first thing I did when I knew that I didn't have Calipari anymore is I back up four Brinks trucks straight up to Hurley's door, and I say, look, if you book this at Connecticut, what can you do at Kentucky with the amount of money that we can spend on NIL and collective? I mean, it's just stunning what he's done with this program.
Purdue will win if. We've said, Fitzy, that UConn has no weaknesses, and so it feels like it's a long list. But if we are talking tomorrow about Purdue having won this national championship, what did tonight look like?
So there's two things that have to happen for Purdue to win. One, the refs need to be calling the game tight. If they're calling the game tight, foul trouble becomes an issue for Klingon. I think that's important to mention in this. But then the other part of it is the way that Purdue wins, and I know everybody talks about guard play all the time, but I would stress that this isn't just about guard scoring. If you're of the opinion that, especially when you watch the way Purdue uses Zach Edey, I've been sitting next to Danny Green for every one of these games, and Danny Green just keeps sitting there saying, look, they don't really make Edey cover anybody. They let Edey sort of stand in the middle of the lane, clog it up, and then hope he gets rebounds. Yep. I think guarding Edey, boxing him out, but then making sure if you're Purdue, you got to box out the guards because Connecticut guards can actually hit glass. So I think the method for Purdue to win is hoping that the refs are calling it tight and then making sure that they keep Connecticut's guards off the glass. If they do that, they can keep it close. But y'all, I would not be surprised at all if Connecticut wins this by 20-plus.
Me too.
Yeah, Me too. It's just unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable, the dominance.
Watch, too. Like, for everybody that's sitting here talking about Edie and the pros, like, I've had the luxury, and I do mean luxury, like, I've been very blessed over the last few days to sit two rows off the court watching this. And when you watch Edie's lateral movement and then you watch Donovan Klingon's lateral movement, you immediately know why one is going to be a lottery pick. Like, Klingon looks like he's out of position, and in one step, he makes up the ground, and his wingspan is so long that he alters shots. And I thought it was stunning in the Final Four. Even if he didn't reach his hand out, it was like they expected him to. So just the concept that he was there was adjusting shots. Klingon is doing something really special right now.
Yeah, it's
that's why we were surprised Gavone had moved Edie up as high as he did in the lottery. Yeah. We're with you, Fitzy. I didn't. You know, we were shocked on Friday when we looked at Gavone's mock. We'd been talking about Klingon in his draft. Then we were thinking, okay, what's Edie? Maybe a first round. He's got him in the lottery. I'm with you. I don't with the movement. I'm more Kenny Smith. He can maybe be a role player, plays 12 minutes.
I do not mean this to be insulting to Gavone, who does good work, and I've had him on a bunch of my shows. I read that and thought that was the most clickbait take I have seen in a long. Because everybody's telling you he's in the second round. So now all of a sudden Gavone puts him in the first round and then puts, like, look, I think there are places that are a good fit, you know. And honestly, talking to Danny, I asked him if he had to, I asked him his top three fits. He only gave me two teams. And he said one, when you talk about Zach Edie, he said one would be Toronto because he is from Canada and Toronto loves their own and he would be a national hero. Out of the gates, they could develop him slowly. Toronto's patient. He likes Toronto. But the other fit, and I'm not just saying it because I'm on with you guys, he said the other place that he thought it actually kind of made sense would be in Memphis. So come in, put him in the middle where he can be sort of a true center there. Jaren Jackson Jr. can help him out a lot. Like, he likes that fit for him. But if you talk to guys that played, and I've talked to probably a dozen of them in the last 48 hours, they'll all tell you that Zach Edie is probably a late first round, early second round, if it's the right fit. But ain't nobody putting him in the lottery. That's clickbait.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cal is headed to Arkansas. Amazingly, just the whole process, the fact that he seemed to be the third candidate instead of the first. What do you make of this move? I guess for both sides, for Arkansas and for Kentucky here.
Well, look, I think number one, this shows you the greatness right now. And some people hate it. I love it. The greatness of what's happening right now in college sports is that the playing field has truly been leveled. Like, I saw Greeny this morning say, I absolutely cannot fathom a world where a coach would voluntarily leave Kentucky for Arkansas. And he said it as a negative. I say it as a positive. It means that if you put the right amount of money together with the right focus, you can go get anybody you want, right? So I love the fact that we're in this spot where blue blood doesn't mean the same thing to the same people. But also, I think that this is just one of those relationships that ran its course. Like, we all knew that the end was coming. There just wasn't an easy financial way out of it. So if I'm Kentucky, I'm looking at it saying, look, the guy's been slow to adjust in the way he builds his programs. And so I think this is moving off from him gives them an opportunity to reset and be who they want to be. And if I'm Calipari, then, like, I get out of the pressure cooker known as, you know, at some point Kentucky basketball. It does just mean more there. So, you know, I think Arkansas has made a bit of a deal with the devil when you look at some of the coaches they have in that building. I hope that they're prepared for that, but I think it makes a lot of sense for everybody involved.
You mentioned, and he'd be my first call too, Hurley, obviously, for Kentucky. If they don't get Hurley, if he's perfectly happy with where he is, and he does seem fit-wise like he's in the perfect place, just where are you going then? Are you, you know, and I'm imagining Jay Wright, maybe you make a call too then, but in terms of gettable guys, where are you going after that, Fitzy?
Yeah, so by the way, I've asked everybody that has any ties it all to Jay Wright, and they've made it very clear to me that there is no amount of money that anybody can offer Jay Wright that will get him off of TV.
Looks happy.
He is happy not being coaching. He's happy not having to deal with the new dynamic. He's happy not having to deal with NIL. So I think he's off the table. I think Nate Oates is the popular name because it makes a lot of sense. You know, that one, Scott Drew also is somebody that, you know, I've heard a couple rumblings about. But, man, if you're Kentucky, here's the one thing I'd say. It's one thing for Cal to walk away when, hey, this just wasn't working and we have higher expectations. You can couch Cal walking away to, hey, good for him and we're going to go win championships. If you end up having to take a third or fourth choice out of this, you know, that to me is where it becomes really, really troubling to the program because we forget that they're are chapters and eras in college basketball. And, you know, I would argue that you have to fight hard to make sure you don't fall into the middle of the pack in college basketball. And Kentucky can't go out and get their guy. Man, I feel like this is a middle of the pack hire. I wonder if they'll reach out to Bruce Pearl, but I think Bruce Pearl would tell them kindly, no, thank you. But, you know, familiarity, obviously, with the conference, I think he would make a lot of sense, too. But, man, I just, y'all, I don't know. And everybody else tells me I'm crazy. I don't have any inside knowledge. I would just tell you, as someone that has lived in Connecticut, it's the second highest cost of living in America. It's the second highest tax rate in America. So for everybody that says Hurley would never go, I would just argue that the $4.5 million he makes right now in Connecticut would translate to about $7 million in Kentucky. So if they turn around and they offer him, let's say, $10 million a year to come, that's the equivalent of making $15, $16 million in Connecticut. Like, that's real money, y'all. Like, I know everybody says he would never leave the Northeast, but, like, I don't want to be Ted DiBiase here, but everybody's got a price. And if you're Kentucky, you can pay any price. So go pay the price.
Can I borrow $10? You know what I'm saying? Like, can a brother get a $10 advance? That would be nice.
I need Hurley to go just because he keeps going. There's this one little Mexican restaurant right by University of Connecticut. It's called Sayulita's, and he goes there after all the big wins. And it's already like an hour wait to get in there when he's not there. When he's there, it's 2.5 hour wait, man. I need my margarita and my fajitas without the wait. Let's go.
There you go. We're talking to Jason Fitz. Catch him on Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports Radio. Hey, you're a good guy to ask about this. We were talking before we brought you on about just the discourse about Caitlin Clark. Obviously, she lost yesterday. Iowa did not win the game. South Carolina and Dawn Staley were the rightful champions. They would be, you know, three straight national champs if not for a ridiculous game from Caitlin Clark last year. But the discourse around Caitlin Clark to me has been weird, especially from the former playing group. You know, you think it's sort of a fraternity or a sorority in this case, and it just feels like the gatekeepers, if you will, are more interested in trying to find reasons as to not let her in, as opposed to embracing her and welcoming her for the impact that she has made. Dawn Staley did that, which I loved. It was an amazing moment on a human level from her. But there has been, it seems like, some resistance. Is that just me focusing on a couple of voices, or have you found that? I don't know. I just, it feels like the energy has been a little uncomfortable at times about her.
Yeah, and it's gross and it's got to stop. I mean, I think honestly, just being very, I'll never forget. I was talking to Kenny Rogers, RIP, Kenny Rogers, legend, great influence in my life. And I was talking to Kenny Rogers backstage years ago, this 20 years ago. And he was talking about how when he first broke into country music, nobody wanted to accept him in country music because he came from rock and roll. For everybody that doesn't remember, he had some big hits in rock and roll, right? And so as he was breaking in, people were saying, you know what, this isn't country. This isn't country. But it was jealousy. And Kenny's now a Country Music Hall of Famer. When Garth Brooks started breaking into country music, because his influences, he listed more bands like Kiss, people were like, no, this isn't country. And now he's, you know, the most legendary country music act of his generation. When new things come in, if you hold your industry back, you worry about the past. If you want your industry to grow, you embrace your past while you bring in the future. And that's where the lost opportunity is. I think it's a great opportunity if players want to turn around and say, man, this is going to be awesome. We can't wait for that. But also, we can't wait to tell the stories about these other phenomenal players in history. We can't wait for everybody to see the defense is different in the W, because I think that's fair. It is different. It's clingier in the W. We all know that, right? Like, so I think there are great ways to tell that as a, this is awesome, and it's going to be awesome for everybody. Like, how many people are going to learn? The Vegas Aces have dominated two straight years in the W, and I've covered part of it, and nobody gives a damn. That's just being real. On the major landscape, nobody gave a damn the way a back-to-back defending champion usually would be respected. But you want to tell me that when the Aces are playing Caitlin Clark, more people aren't going to pay attention? So instead of turning this into what Caitlin isn't, I think this is the opportunity for everybody to turn it into what Caitlin is, which is a superstar. You don't have to come in and be iconic day one. You don't have to be Jordan day one. You just have to maximize the eyeballs for the sport. She has been a gift to college basketball. She will be a gift to the WNBA. And players that are trying to disrespect that gift don't realize that what they're doing is hurting the sport that they love.
Well said. Last thing, AFC East, what are the Bills without Stephon Diggs? Are they still the favorite there? Are you going Jets?
No, I'm not going Jets. I mean, the Jets, I'm on the Jets entirely. I think the East is going to stink. Look, I think the Bills are taking a step back, though. And last year, I kept arguing with everybody that said they were going to take a step back. And I said, no, they won't. They may not win the Super Bowl, but they'll be fine in the regular season. The teeter-totter is real, though, y'all. Like, in the beginning, you put as much talent around your quarterback as possible, mm-hmm. and that elevates them. And then eventually, they're supposed to get to the point that they're at the top, and they elevate everything that's around them.
Right.
I have a hard time, though, with a roster that has no number one wide receiver. And for anyone that says, we'll get them in the trap, you're not picking fourth. You don't get your first pick. You're going to get the sixth pick, and the sixth wide receiver, I should say, taken off the board. So, to me, if I'm a little short on my rent this month and the way I'm relying on paying it is to go buy a scratch-off lottery ticket because I'm sure it's going to win, that's not a way to build a team. So I think the Bills went from being a Super Bowl contender if everything broke right to being a wild card team if everything breaks right. And by default, that means the Dolphins are probably going to win that division even though they still can't beat anybody. That division's going to be bad, y'all. Like, I'm not sure, depending on what the Patriots do, I'm not sure they win more than four games this year. I think the Jets are a six-win team. Like, it's going to be bad all over the place.
Six-win team. The issue won't be defense. You're just not trusting Aaron coming back off the injury? They got the offensive lines better? Six wins for Jets?
You've got an old offensive lineman that barely ever plays a full season. Is your reason that you're going to fix that offensive line? And you got an old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury. Like, I think it's pretty stunning that we just presume these guys are going to be fine out of the gate. So, yeah, I think the Jets are sort of – I wouldn't be surprised at all if Saleh's gone by week 10. It doesn't click. He's gone. Nothing comes together, right? Like, I understand why they went in. It's just their quarterback situation is going to hinder them. Not because Aaron can't be good. It's just, like, at some point, I trust, you know, Father Time over any quarterback, especially when you're coming off an Achilles.
Yeah, absolutely. Fitz, man, great stuff. Appreciate your time,
you,
as always, dude. Enjoy the game tonight.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, brother. He is Jason Fitz from Yahoo and Fox Sports Radio. Hey, where you put your money matters. You should let it grow. You should put it somewhere where it can grow because it's hard, right? It's very difficult to do that. But over at Leaders Credit Union, it's not that hard. It's very easy. 5% APY on their checking account special. Earn up to 5% on your APY with Champion Rewards checking from Leaders Credit Union. That's with no monthly fee. That's with no minimum balance and easy access.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is To Your Money.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the loose diamond event. Lowest prices on hundreds of loose natural diamonds, all shapes and sizes, cut clarity, and budget. It's Thursday through Saturday at the South Haven location, which means get out there, get yourself a loose diamond. Upgrade the diamond you have, and they will put your original diamond from your engagement ring into a pendant for no extra charge. You can have both bigger, brighter, and the sentimental favorite, Jason.
Yes, get 20% off or up to 5 years, no interest financing. You know how he's got you covered. You know how he's always got the best loose diamonds, lots of them. Really went overboard here, so he's bringing you the best of the best for this Loose Diamond event. You'll want to take advantage again this Saturday, this Thursday through Saturday at the South Haven location. You know it's the RIJ way to always look for the bigger, brighter diamonds. That's what Howie has done. Go get yours at rijewelers.com, and they've got complete details over at rijewelers.com. Now, as you can hear, John sounding a little different. He's our man on location right now as the eclipse starts to now reach totality. John, are we reaching totality?
Yeah, I'd say we're about 90% of the way there. There's no question about it. I'm looking directly into it without sunglasses. This
Don't
is
do
fantastic.
That.
Well, I can't see anything anymore. That's weird. But no, it's like a, I'd say 9/10 of the way here. You know, we've been coming out here every break. And it's starting to get, like, it looks really weird outside. It's like the lights are coming on now. It just looks like a tornado is coming. That's kind of how I would describe it.
Oh, that's in terms of like the, that is what I'm surprised. What's been good is that the clouds have sort of cleared. So it's giving us, it feels like, John, a direct view. Do not burn your retinas, man. Don't look at it without the glasses. And for anybody enjoying the eclipse, we recommend you look with the glasses. John, we appreciate you so much.
Are you, is this it?
This is it, brother. You want to thank our guests today and get us on out of here?
Oh, yeah. Thanks to all of our guests today for joining us. Mark Spears for joining us. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Enjoy the games tonight. The clouds are parting. Jason, get your ass out here. You got to see this, brother.
On the way. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.